Rivers in the Morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJRFM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
I've got a girl and Ruby is her name. She don't love me, but love her just the same. Ruby, Ruby, how I want you. Like a ghost, I'm gonna haunt you. Ruby, Ruby, when will you be mine?
Smooth, smooth, smooth. It's the Bob Rivers Show on KJR, and what you're listening to right now is John Pizzarelli. John visited us in July and played live in our studio, and he was awesome. I mean, just awesome. He's so awesome that a guy you've probably heard of, Paul McCartney, has recruited John to be in his band. And if you want to see John with Sir Paul and Diana Krall and Stevie Wonder and all kinds of other great special guests, you can do so tonight on PBS. This is going to be nationally televised on PBS. Paul McCartney's Live and Kisses is tonight at 9. And I saw that, and when I was making sure to see that and making sure to set it on my DVR so I didn't forget to see it, then I thought maybe we should call John and say hi again. How you doing, John?
Good. How's it going, you guys, on your Bob Free Friday?
You know, it's Bob Free Friday. This is a first for us.
And you are Joe's first ever live interview.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever kind of led the way on an interview, so bear with me if I ask you anything too stupid.
You know, don't worry. I'm ready for you.
Well, and that's one thing I know, John, is not only are you a great guitar player, but you're a radio guy, too, from what I understand. You've got a radio show?
I have a little radio show called Radio Deluxe that I do with my wife, vocalist deluxe Jessica Malasky, and it airs in about 50 cities around the United States. It used to be on in Seattle, but then the people started listening, and they took it off.
Now, do you play just John Pizzarelli music? Is that what
number one request?
Yeah, that's what I would do if I had my own show, I guess, if I were a musician.
We totally do that as much as possible until people start yelling at us. But we just play mostly songs from the Great American Songbook by all sorts of artists, so that it would include, as well as Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and L.L. Fitzgerald, it also includes people like Paul McCartney who are making records like that, too.
John, I got to ask you a question, because my name is Pedro, by the way. I did a show with my wife, also on the radio, and it was impossible. How did you do that? How did you manage to do a show with your wife?
Well, actually, we have a good time doing it. Actually, you know, when we choose music for it, we never tell each other what we're going to do. So it ends up being a lot of fun because she usually picks songs that I'm not familiar with and vice versa. So it ends up actually, I know it's boring, but we actually have a good time doing it.
I know you've recorded on about 150 albums now for a lot of different people. What are some of the things that you play on records that people hear almost every day, but they don't know it's you?
Well, the big thing, I think, is that I do play on a majority of this Paul McCartney record. So most of the things on the McCartney record is me, but I am a guitarist on there's a song James Taylor recorded called Mean Old Man on his October Road record, and I also played guitar on when he sang Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. So when you hear that during the holidays, it's me playing. You'll hear a guitar playing the verse with him, and I got to play for James Taylor on that. So there's not too many big hits, but this McCartney thing has been pretty huge because, you know, you guys are calling me, so it must be big.
Well, it is big, and at some point Paul McCartney called you. I mean, you can pretty much, I think any guitar player on the planet would be happy to say, yeah, I'd love to be your guitar player, Paul. How did it come around to being you, and how did that call go?
It was all from the Diana Krall and Tommy LaPuma, who's Tommy LaPuma is one of the great record producers of all time, George Benson and João Gilberto and all the great Diana Krall records. Tommy called me up. He left a bunch of messages. Actually, I came home from dinner, and there were these messages, frantic phone messages from Tommy LaPuma going like, hey, man, you got to call me, man. And I was trying to figure out if I had left something at his house or something, you know, or what. I couldn't figure out why he was calling me. And then he called me up and he said, this is very secretive. I can't tell you who the session's with. It's with Paul McCartney. So we were all, I was just like, I was stunned. So it really, the whole thing leading, I couldn't believe it leading up to it that I was actually going to meet him, you know, and play with him too. So that was really amazing.
How much of that project is him letting you do what you do best? Was it kind of dictate what he wanted from you, or did he let you go?
That's an excellent question. Everything I played was what I wanted to play. I mean, you know, there was never a moment where he actually said during the session that what we were doing when we were all five of us, there was a rhythm section, it was Diana and her bass player and drummer and myself and Paul. And what we would do is, he said, this is just like when we were with the Beatles. You know, we would work things out all together. Because he said when they got to the studio with the Beatles, he said, John, you know, when he'd say John, you know, you'd always go, oh, my God, he's talking about John Lennon. And he'd say, John and I would come to the studio, and we'd have to teach George and Ringo the songs. Because he said, we were the only guys who knew the songs. So we had to teach George Martin and George and Ringo the songs. And then they had to do their three songs in a session and then move on. You know, they had to work very quickly because they were the Beatles in small letters in those days when they first started. And he told a great story about the song "And I Love Her." And he said, we taught them the song, and then we go, okay, ready to go. And they counted it off, and George went, bum, 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 bum. That guitar, like you always hear at the beginning of the song. And he said, we didn't tell George to do it. He just did it. And he says, can you imagine that song without that lick? No, you can't. But that's what happened. The magic always happened. And when we made our record with Paul, he loved things that we were doing. And he'd say, that's great. Keep doing that. Or, you know, try something else. But it was always very positive. And that's what was the, you know, was so beautiful about the experience.
You know, my daughter just moved to New York City. And when you go to New York City, you walk Central Park. It's part of the experience of the city. And we walked over by the Dakota, where John used to live and was taken from us, and where Yoko mm-hmm. still lives. And we walked by Strawberry Fields, the memorial to John Lennon. That city has such a unique, I don't want to say vibe, that's too cliche, but unique atmosphere to it. How much of New York City is influenced in your music? How much of a part of the city is it for you?
Well, I think that's also a great question. It's just that it's a very exciting place, you know, and there's so much going on. And at any given moment, you run into somebody famous or a famous part. There's always something amazing that's happens going on at the city at any given time. And so, I mean, I think the musicians in this city are unlike any other. But I think because they come from all around the world, they want to be here to meet other people and become, you know, and become better musicians, because there's so much great music in this town. You really have to rise above the rest. So if you get called to do a great session, you really realize that your hard work has paid off, and moving to New York might have been a really great idea. So it's really, you know, actors do it, musicians do it, chefs do it, it's writers do it. They come to the city to see everybody else and to soak it all up. So it really is, it's a pretty amazing place.
Yeah, I know you're a New Jersey-born New York City guy. Wikipedia is oftentimes wrong, but one of the last things it says about you is you're a huge Boston Red Sox fan. Is that just a cruel joke they put in there, or is that true?
No, I mean, I am a Boston Red Sox fan. I deserted the Yankees when they fired Dick Houser in 1980. I thought if you win 104 games and get fired, the wrong guy got fired. So
Well, how about when they fired Bobby Valentine? Are you going to desert the Red Sox? That doesn't look good right now.
No, you know, it's one of the. I think the best thing that they did was when they got rid of Gonzalez and Beckett and Crawford. They eliminated a lot of payroll, and hopefully that means they'll sign Ellsbury, and they got a little extra money to play with. Maybe I'll play left field for them next year.
There you go.
You are a Red Sox fan. That's just
now when you're hanging out with Paul McCartney, recording and doing live shows. Eventually, you got to eat something. What kind of food does Sir Paul offer? Because I know he is famously a vegetarian. Is that pretty much what's in the studio?
Yeah, that is actually special you're seeing on Friday night. We did it at Capitol Studios in Los Angeles, and on the Thursday before the taping, they put a big spread out in the back of it was a beautiful night out, so they just put a big spread out in the back lot there, and it was the best. If you're gonna eat vegetarian, you might as well eat vegetarian with Paul McCartney, because everything's fantastic. You know, in the studio when we were doing the record, I don't tend to really eat much, but they just had some bagels, and he has this stuff called Marmite. It's like Vegemite. But
Marmite, yeah, I've had that. Yeah,
Marmite. So that's really, that's sort of, you know, and he says, no, you won't like it. Don't even try it. It's horrible.
It must be funny having a bunch of carnivores standing around Paul McCartney eating all the cauliflower he puts out, and everyone's going, oh, this is great. I've never had cauliflower. Best thing I've ever had. I got to stop eating meat altogether.
That's how you feel when you go in the back and you think, oh, it's like asparagus and quinoa salads and rice and stuff. But, you know, you start to go, well, it's actually, when it's cooked right, it's actually good. But who has the time to make it? You know, the way Paul McCartney likes it.
Exactly. Nobody does.
Hey, John, this is Eric, and I've got a quick question about Paul. I've got to know, as someone who's hung out with him as much as you have, what is the biggest misconception people have about Paul McCartney?
Oh, boy. I don't know if there... I mean, I think the thing that was just amazing to me is that he's just an amazingly polite and kind person. I mean, there's just not anything phony about him. He's exactly like you see him, you know. I that's what I found to be so, I was so happy with. I mean, I grew up cutting out big cardboard guitars and standing in front of the hi-fi playing Beatles songs, you know. So I was like, so I always wanted to be a Beatle. And so when I met one, I was so glad he didn't say, like, you know, don't like your guitar playing, got to leave, get out of here. I'm really unhappy. Like that, you know. He's so nice, and he's so musical. I think that was the thing. I think, you know, our parents may have thought, oh, those Beatles, well, they're just a bunch of long-haired kids. They don't know what they're doing. You know, it's no mistake that Paul McCartney is a star, because he's really amazingly musical, and he's generous with his with what was going on, and, you know, because he understood, he loved the jazz musicians, and he loved the idea of everybody working together to make a great product.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to John Pizzarelli. He's Paul McCartney's guitar player. And I noticed, John, that your son happens to be named John Paul. Is that just a coincidence?
Yeah, it's just a coincidence. I my mother kept everybody's names short when we were, because Pizzarelli was so long, she gave everybody one-syllable names. So when we got to, the other thing was, they thought my father's middle name was Paul, and mm-hmm. so I've named everybody John Paul, and my father, I found out after my son was born, my father said, I don't know if my middle name's Paul or not. It's like, oh, thanks for the information.
I don't know. Well, we sure appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. That tonight, if you're really looking for something totally to get away from, if you're tired of watching politics on TV, this is something that will be truly refreshing. It's the Paul McCartney Live Kisses. It's a great performances documentary tonight at 9 on PBS. And also, make sure you check out John's new CD, Double Exposure, because it's just awesome to play on your car on a sunny day. Beautiful music. Thanks for being with us, John. And next time you're in Seattle, please come in and play again.
We look forward to it, and if you find Double Exposure in the stores, buy in bulk.
There you go.
Thanks, brother.
All right, thanks, man. Have a great weekend, and enjoy watching yourself on TV tonight if you get a chance.
Take it easy.
Okay, bye.
I tell myself that I was waiting for a sign, then she appeared.
This is John Pizzarelli. Really, really nice guy. I appreciate him taking our call this morning.
That was a good interview, Joe. You did good.
Did I do okay?
You did really good. Really?
I did my best.
I'd like to take a second to just say today is, what is it, Pedro?
It is a very, very special day. And actually, I'm going to play something that I did with the bottom of my heart for you. Joe, you know that I love you. So I work hard on this one. I hope you really enjoy this.
It's Joe Show Friday, and there's gold in them hills.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
I like it.
Yeah, good.
But it's too. Not. I want to clear something up here. It's not Joe Show Friday. It's Us Show Friday. It's Spike Show. It's Jody Show. It's, you know, it's what we do is an ensemble show, and we're so blessed to have, you know, the best host in the country, I think, to do it for.
Well, there was a possibility that it could have been Jody's show, so I also tried to make one.
You covered your ass.
Well, just in case.
Jody Show Friday.
I don't care. I don't care.
That's good. You hedged.
Thank you.
Man, that's catchy.
Well, and if this were a democracy, it would have been Jody Show Friday. Because
yeah, you
if you look, overwhelmingly, that's what people want is to hear Jody. But I think the quote was pretty good there. She don't care. She don't want to do it.
That's not what we don't have to go back and rehash what happened yesterday. But everyone agrees that it should be you. And obviously the people were right. The people rose up and picked the right person. And it's you.
Well, it's us, as I was saying. And what it mostly is you, the folks who let us do this every day. And the reason we're doing this is because Bob had to go out of town, and we already had you listen to a week of reruns, the ones that stuck around to listen to them last week. And while we are proud of our work, and we love to replay some of the highlights, you can only do that for so much and expect people to listen. So that's where we're at. We're doing a live show all Friday morning. If you've got something you'd like to add to it, you can call us anytime at 877-901-0957. You can text us at 52309.
Text messages. This is great. So much better than a rerun. Another person says, good job, Joe. Someone else says, leave it to Joe to ask about food in an interview. Someone else says, Joe, you're doing just fine. Keep it up. Be yourself and relax. Someone else says, is Joe wearing a helmet? I'm worried about him hurting himself. He's
not. Well, the relaxing part is hard, I got to say. I am a little nervous because I haven't really done this since college radio.
Dexter says, this is the hardest Joe has worked in years. Make sure he stays hydrated.
Yeah. I've got a gallon of water.
Nice, nice work, brother.
The only problem is having time to drink it. Hold on. I think I'll take a slig right now.
Well, that's when you count on us to do what we do. We'll just kind of, fill the void while you nourish and hydrate. And
that's what Bob, the greatest host I know, the tip he told me was sometimes you got to, shut up and let other people talk. So I'll do my best at that for sure and ask you guys what you think. And I want to know what you think about this. A huge, in my world, concert announcement that I'm about to make. You got some music for this, Pedro?
Watching the sun bake. All of those
way to blow it.
Really? Sir Hacks-a-Lot
wasn't actually cued too well, but I don't.
So I'm busy not making fun of me with your fake commercials.
Jody's taking the Bob role here. Come on, Pedro. Get it right.
See? We're all in this together.
Yeah. No, that was just fine, Pedro. That was just fine. But Jimmy Buffett and his Coral Reefer Band are coming to the Key Arena on October 23rd, and it has been a few years since Jimmy Buffett got to the Northwest. As a card-carrying member, or at least former card-carrying member, I don't think I've paid my dues lately, of the Parrotheads of Puget Sound, this is a big deal for a lot of people. And the big deal here at KJR is we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Jimmy Buffett Show before you can buy them. Tickets will go on sale next Saturday at 10 a.m. for what is going to be nothing short of a party, Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. But starting Monday, 95.7 KJR has your chance to win tickets to Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. It's going to be real easy. You listen for the text in to win keyword weekdays at 12:35 with Lori Bradley. And at 5:35 p.m. with Steve Slayton, at those two times, they will give you a word to text in to win. And when you hear the word announced, text it to 52309. We'll draw a winner from all those qualifiers, everybody who gets the word right. And you can get all the details on everything we do at KJR, as well as this contest, 957KJR.com. That's win Jimmy Buffett tickets before you can buy them. All next week on KJR.
All right.
Have you guys ever seen Jimmy Buffett?
Of course. A couple times.
He puts on a great show.
And the last time he played was over at the Gorge? Is that right?
He played at the White River the last time.
Okay.
I didn't make it to that one. I did see him at the Gorge the time before that.
That's when I saw it.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Did you see where he flew his own plane into the river down there below?
I missed that.
They had a video at the break of him. He flew into that one. And I'm surprised he hasn't been back to the Gorge, but I am thrilled that he's at the Key Arena. And I think, check the date, isn't October 23rd a Saturday night?
I'll look, because I got my phone. I don't have to wonder anything anymore. Just look stuff up.
While he's wondering, I would like to tell my nightmare Jimmy Buffett story, if you don't mind.
I'd love to hear it.
I was the head of the promotional gang of interns at my first radio station when I was in college. It wasn't the college station. It was a city in Columbus, Ohio, a station in Columbus. And I was in charge of driving the ice cream truck to the amphitheater for big amphitheater shows. Now, mind you, I was 19.
Mm-hmm. With truck full of ice cream.
Truck full of ice cream. And what appeared to be everyone in their mid-40s and mid-50s wearing these crazy parrot hats accosted me. They were wasted, like wasted adults, like banging on the truck doors wanting free ice cream. And we hid inside because they were like rocking it like the L.A. riots. So I've never been back to a Jimmy Buffett concert because I associate Jimmy Buffett with angry parrot head, drunk middle-aged No joke. We used to deliver ice cream all around the college campus, and I've never experienced anything like that in my life.
We gotta get you back there with ice cream. Come on, face your fears.
No. Get back on the horse. And you're right about every one of those adjectives except angry. I haven't seen too many angry, but you're right about the drunk. You're right about the maybe a little bit on the older side of things.
Well, they would be my peers now, but at the time, you know, we were 19 and 20 driving this truck over there, and it was mostly a younger crowd because that was the shows we would go to because it was an alternative music station. But I don't know what we were doing at the Jimmy Buffett show, and I didn't know what to expect. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
You're getting punked by your staff.
They wanted ice cream. They wanted it. They got babysitters. I kind of get it now. You know, it's like cut loose. Yeah. It was like the thing they'd been looking forward to for like 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
And this little bee is going to give her some ice cream, you know? Like, it was the women, too. They freaked me out.
Oh, yeah. The inhibitions go away a little at a Jimmy Buffett show for people that normally would be behind the desk, you know, suit and tie. But when
cubicle rats.
Yeah, when Jimmy Buffett rolls into town, watch out. Is that a Saturday night?
What night's the date?
October 23rd.
It's a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Well, yeah. It'll be a Saturday night anyway. It's always a Saturday night. Jimmy Buffett. And once again, you can win tickets before you can buy them next week on KJR. I took my mom down to see Jimmy Buffett in San Jose a few years ago, and it's a great show. I'm still a little chafed from the coconut bra that they made me wear, but
no.
Oh, yeah. Just for a couple hours.
You got a picture of that, dude?
I hope not.
Those don't really offer the support that you would need to run a Jimmy Buffett show, no. That's for sure.
Now, speaking of shows, tonight we've got a great show at the Triple Door. I don't even know if you can get a ticket. It was just about sold out when Craig Terrell played here. You could check for the Triple Door to see if there are any last-minute tickets.
But I'll check real quick.
Spike O'Neill is going to be a big part of this show. Craig Terrell, the former Seahawk, is going to play the Born to Run album in its entirety at the Triple Door tonight. And I know you're, even though you do a great Bruce, I know you're a little nervous about this, Spike.
Well, I'm extremely nervous. Craig's band is going to play first, and he's got a lot of original music that he loves and is very, very good at. And then he's going to play some American rock like your John Cougars, your Mellencamp, that kind of stuff. And then we're going to do the entire Born to Run album, which is, in some people's opinion, mine included, it's one of the greatest albums ever made. Bruce spent 2 full years making the Born to Run album, and legend has it that they literally had to rip it from his hands to release it because he just kept tinkering with it. He kept working.
Layer after layer after layer.
There's like 27 guitar overdubs on the Born to Run riff itself. Well, the opening of Born to Run is Thunder Road and a harmonica. And they you've played that, yeah. Nice fade there, Butcher.
Well, I want to hear you playing that now, please.
Hey, Sweeney Todd, the Mad Butcher of Segways. Lord, man.
And we're done.
It's a fade. It's called a fade.
Oh, no. I stopped because I know you're going to grab your harmonica that. Right now. Well, you're going to make the same sound.
I haven't played that in forever.
Well, I didn't even know you could play a harmonica, so your job is going to be to play the intro.
The opener, yeah. I mean, we got a great kid. Jay was here playing piano with us on Wednesday morning. He's a phenomenal piano player. Guy gets it. He's got this thing. And the band has really worked hard to get this sound right. And Craig Terrell loves this album, I think, even more than I do. I mean, this guy knows this record upside, downside, backwards, and forwards, but they're trusting me to play the harmonica. And I learned it wrong when I learned it 20 years ago, so I had to relearn it this week.
But were you
week.
Sucking in instead of blowing out?
Well, I would do the whole piano riff on the harmonica.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned it, because that's what I know the song to be, is that piano riff. But the harmonica, it's just an accompaniment.
Ha
So thanks, Sweeney. So let me try this. You tell me how
all
I'm
right,
doing.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
It sounds like crap. Pack it in.
Thanks.
Oh, no. He almost got called. He's retiring.
Yeah. Now, do me a favor.
Look at all of us.
Hold on. The first note was great. You had me at the first note.
I think I got it pretty good.
Yeah, Pedro, the first note.
If you play it, I'll play with it, okay?
I'm going to count to four.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
If this is a talent show, I'm next. Look at this. You ever seen
that? I like the way you dance. Right? You have some fine stepping right there.
Yeah, bring the bass.
Right there, some fabulous stepping. Look at it go. Look at it shuffle. When I was a boy, we would go.
Okay, I think I did pretty good on that. Was it that bad? Now, thanks, guys, because I got to do it tonight.
That is such bullcrap.
It is tonight at 7:30 at the
Triple
Door. Oh,
you're great. Come on.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm a little scared, as you can imagine. I'm a little nervous. It's a... Right, got that part?
Texters are saying that Bob's chair is telling you to cut it out.
Okay.
No, Jody hasn't earned an ass hat.
Texter says if I were drunk.
If I were drunk?
Yeah, Peter Griffin. If I were drunk. Lois.
You want me to read that?
No, it's good. If I were drunk, that would sound awesome.
Oh, bite me.
Someone says... Dogs everywhere are suffering. Cut it out. Someone else says, Bob Chair says, a goddamn harmonica song. Give me a break. Someone else says, my ears are bleeding. Someone else says, Spike, that was great. No, nobody said that. I put that in there for you because I feel
I
bad
it.
Now.
I need it.
But only
I'm
a little
dying
bit.
Out here.
That's tonight at the Triple Door.
Yeah. If you want a refund, tough. The band's awesome. Get over it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be there. I can't wait.
One of my
favorite albums. You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show, minus Bob Rivers this morning.
Oh, but you didn't have to tell him.
When the cat's away, you know what they say.
Jump ship.
We got lots more coming up. Next, I'm going to tell you about what could cause a really big problem on I-5 later tonight and early tomorrow morning. It's going to be a traffic issue, but it's not something you would expect.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Play 95.7 KJR's name game for a chance to win a vacation to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii.
A resort like no other. A family paradise with a touch of magic, where kids, teens, and adults enjoy a world of magic together as a family and separately on their own amazing adventures.
Here's how the name game works. Visit 95.7KJR.com and enter for your chance to win.
When you hear your name announced at 10:35 a.m., 2:35 p.m., or 4:35 p.m., call 877-901-0957 within 25 minutes and qualify for the grand prize.
A vacation for four to Aulani Resort and Spa. Grand prize winners will fly on Hawaiian Airlines, a proud sponsor of the first anniversary of Aulani.
All qualifiers receive a $50 Disney gift card.
The Name Game, only on 95.7 KJR.
The winning starts Monday.
It certainly doesn't bother me that fall is upon us. I happen to love falling leaves, crisp, blue, chilly air, and back to school time. If you have a loved one going back to class, help them out with Microsoft Office 2010. Yes, there's programs you need to succeed, like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, but there's also OneNote, which is a place to put digital sticky notes, audio, photos, links, and a whole bevy of perfect findings that you used to lose in a shuffle of preparing a project. Buy Microsoft Office 2010 with your new PC today and save $20. Pick it up today at participating retailers.
Ready for a new mattress but struggling with bad credit? Don't worry. With Mattress Discounter's no credit check payment plan, you don't need perfect credit to get the best price on a new brand name mattress like Stearns & Foster, Sealy, and Serta Perfect Sleeper. And at Mattress Discounter's, you always get our lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big at Mattress Discounter's.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounter's.
There's unlimited free fun at this year's Puyallup Fair. For just the price of admission, the fair has tons of new things to do, like the free rainforest adventure and a spectacular fireworks show each Friday night. Visit thefair.com for highlights and print tickets at home.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Accidents happen, but they shouldn't disrupt your life. Don't put off getting your car repaired. Stop by Gerber Collision and Glass today for fast, friendly service. Each Gerber location has achieved the iCar Gold Class designation, reflecting a commitment to keeping up to date on repair techniques. Only 11% of repairers nationwide have this designation. Gerber also offers interest-free financing to assist with insurance deductibles or repair costs. Now with 13 Washington locations to assist you, including Bellingham, Burlington, Everett, Kent, Seattle, and Marysville. Call 877-7-GERBER or visit GerberCollision.com.
Gerber Collision and Glass.
Gerber Collision and Glass. We come highly wrecked, amended.
Spa. Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance of all remaining inventory. This weekend only. Comcast Arena Everett. Over 100 spas on display and everything must go. All inventory 40 to 80% off. Name brand patio furniture at blowout prices. Also saunas and barbecues. Spas starting at $29.95. Make thousands of the revolutionary swim spa. See the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%. Exercise with low impact. Swim the entire year and stay in shape. Teach your kids to swim. Unwind and save thousands. Avoid the expense and maintenance involved with a pool. You can do it all. Swim, exercise, and relax in your new aquatic exercise swim spa. Installation in one day only. Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance of all remaining inventory. This weekend only. Comcast Arena Everett. Spas, saunas, barbecues, outdoor kitchens, and patio furniture. 12 months interest-free financing. Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold. Comcast Arena Everett. Friday, noon to 9. Saturday, 9 to 9. Sunday, 10 to 6. Free parking. Free admission. Call 1-888-SPA-SALE. Or go to SpaPoolAndBBQShow.com.
SpaPoolAndBBQShow.com.
Move! I can't see the mirror!
I need to plug my straightener in here.
That's my straightener!
Not after you ruined my old one on your doll.
I don't play with dolls anymore.
Almost done, guys. I gotta go to work.
In a minute!
At this rate, you might want to add another bathroom. U.S. Bank can help with variable rates starting as low as 3.99% APR on a home equity line of credit.
You said it'd be a minute, 9. Okay, now 10 minutes ago.
Just a second.
We know that's not accurate.
Sweetheart, did you use my lipstick again?
No.
But her doll did.
She looks pretty.
Apply today at any U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/low rate, or call 800-209-BANK. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. For details about credit costs and terms, call 800-209-BANK or see your U.S. banker. Some restrictions may apply, subject to credit approval. Home equity loans and lines are offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, N.D., Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Girls, I really need to get into the... Can you please?
Are you still speaking?
You're gonna blow a fuse.
So you're driving through the countryside when you run over the tail of a porcupine sitting on the side of the road. Luckily, every car or pickup tire that Les Schwab sells comes with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you. Along with great prices, we give you free flat repairs and more for the entire life of the tire. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. No porcupines were harmed in the making of this commercial. Come in now and get a great deal at our fall tire sale. Hurry, our biggest sale of the year ends October 31st.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday, preview day Friday. Save on hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Take 50% off sportswear for her from Style & Co., Karen Scott, Alfani, and more. Men's suits, separates, and sportswear, 50% off. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% on fine jewelry. Take 50% off all Gianni Bernini and Style & Co. handbags and wallets. And 60% off all down and down alternative comforters. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
USAA Auto Insurance. Begin your legacy. Get a quote at 800-227-USAA.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. It's a slow go southbound 405 I-5 through Canyon Park. Just under 45 minutes on the drive from Everett to Bellevue. It's a slow go northbound 405 through the S-curves. Your drive time Renton to Bellevue, just over 30 minutes. You will see slowing southbound 5 Alderwood through Shoreline and northbound crowded Midboyne Field to the Convention Center. Also a backup northbound 516 past the Dome. Coming up at 8:45 on the Bob Rivers Show, comedian Mike Birbiglia of Comedy Central and off-Broadway fame joins us in studio to talk about his new movie, Sleepwalk With Me, in theaters now.
What's Farmalicious? It's farm meets delicious rolled up into one amazing word. A word that dares you to think differently because dairy doesn't have to be dull. Dairy Gold, it's Farmalicious.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
On 95.7.
KJR.
What?
Is this from last night's speech at the Democratic National Convention? It's Obama.
Free Friday!
It's the Bob Rivers Show. 735 KJR FM, 735 AM. Hope you're having a great day. Bob's off today, but the rest of us are here. And that is a Gap band at Eric's request. You dropped the bomb on me.
I hope Bob went someplace nice. Because this is going to be the best day so far of the late summer. This is the jewel. I hope he didn't go someplace insanely hot or humid. He always hates leaving town in the summertime because the weather's so great here.
Well, I'm not sure what Bob's up to, but he will certainly, I'm sure, have a good story to tell us Monday morning, and hopefully we don't burn the place down between now and then. So far, so good, but there's still what do we got? Another?
No. Let me know when you need some help, brother. I got your back. Fight me.
2.5 hours of this to go this morning, so we'll try to keep the car on the road. And speaking of that, what another reason Eric suggested that song is something really unusual is going to be on I-5 later tonight and early tomorrow morning. If you're between Portland and Seattle, you might see this thing because it's going to be hard to miss. It's a B-1 bomber. They are going to drive a B-1 bomber from Portland to Seattle. Now, this thing is 131 feet long, 29 feet wide, 15 feet high. And the only way to get it where it needs to go, because this is a supersonic jet fuselage that they're constructing, is to put it on the interstate and tow it up here. So it's going to leave
like closing down all three, four lanes or something. That's
well, 29 feet, that's how, you know.
That's at least three lanes wide.
Yeah.
It's going to take at least three lanes.
Yeah, and it's going to go at a top speed of 30 miles an hour.
Oh, God.
That's so awful.
If you're going to be going north on I-5, you know, tonight from midnight to 6 a.m., you might very well run into this thing, or hopefully not run into this thing.
Don't run into it. Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah, but be delayed by this thing.
And if you've been out tonight enjoying your Friday night and you think you see a bomber driving up the freeway, pull over. Sleep it off.
And for once, you could be right. Yeah, crazy drunk bastard.
It should be, it's going to be in Olympia by 6 a.m.
Oh, wow.
It's going to take a break, and then about 2:30 a.m. Sunday, so you might even catch this thing early Sunday morning as well, it's going to go north to Boeing Field. So they are going to pick the quietest possible time.
It's going to take them 2 nights to drive from Portland.
Right.
Wow.
And the quietest possible time, so the least amount of disruption. But if you're out early Sunday morning and you see a B-1 bomber going down the freeway, it's not you're not imagining things. That is actually happening, and it's expected to pull in to Boeing Field about 6:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Another piece of news here. Tom Brokaw, thank goodness he's okay. He had to go to the hospital yesterday.
What happened?
We weren't sure, but then he did tweet what happened. And I guess before we tell you what happened, maybe we should listen to him. Well, I'll tell you what happened first, then we'll listen to him. He had an interview on MSNBC, and he wasn't feeling well. He was feeling lightheaded. And this is what he sounded like on the interview.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Well, there was a party at the top of the hotel yesterday that has a very sleek, modern hotel. And the glass is not exactly clear in terms of where you walk through and where you step next. Okay. So Bob, the former Secretary of the Treasury, has a lot of phalanx of people around him. He stepped confidently into the party room and deeply into the pool.
That was on the Morning Joe.
Right.
Okay, yeah, because I saw some tape of this. It was Chris Matthews was on there. Reince Priebus, I think the Republican National Chair, was on that segment, too.
Sounds like him after an hour of wine tasting.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Yeah. He was hammered.
Well, it was him after half an Ambien. He apparently, and he says, quote, "All is well. I mistakenly took half a dose of Ambien and made less sense than usual." And then he says, "But I made a better comeback than the Giants," which shows he still has a sense of humor. But I wondered, how do you do that? How do you accidentally take Ambien?
You know, one time I was going on an airplane, and I had a little bottle of Tylenol, and I chucked in a couple of Tylenol PMs because I forgot I needed both of them. And I did take a PM instead of a regular. Wasn't a big deal because I was going on a plane, but it is possible. Sometimes you've got a bottle and you have a couple medications in there. You grab the wrong one.
Anybody out there ever grab the wrong medication from the medicine cabinet?
Well, since my little ticker, you know, surprise this summer, I'm on like 5 pills a day on a regular maintenance of like a beta blockers and a blood thinner, whatever's, you know, anti-plaque medication, an aspirin like you take every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you load up the little daily pill dispenser. I swear to God, I got this little smorgasbord of pills I take on a daily basis. You can drop one in here, one there. I mean, I could see where a lot of them look exactly alike. And I don't take Ambien. I know Bob does, and I know Jody, you have from time to time.
I want to. My doctor won't give it to me. I did for a long time. Little white pills.
Yeah, it's easy. I could see it'd be easy to mistake that for something else.
Could be anything.
But does half an Ambien whack you out like you've been at a sideways with, you know?
It could. You know, for all the stories about people who took Ambien and, you know, had sex with someone they never met or ate a sandwich or went for a drive.
Oh,
I never experienced anything like that. I'll tell you what, if you take Ambien, you go to sleep.
Right.
Could you be lightheaded on Morning Joe? Maybe. I think he was drunk. I don't care what he says.
You think so?
Yeah.
Can you play it again? I'd like to hear it again.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Well, there was a party at the top of the hotel yesterday that has a very sleek, modern hotel. And the glass is not exactly clear in terms of where you walk through and where you step next.
Okay.
So Bob, the former Secretary of the Treasury, has a lot of phalanx of people around him. He stepped confidently into the party room and deeply into the pool.
He's hammered.
Text messenger says, OMG, I have the best story. What's the phone number? Well, for you and for anybody else, if you do have a story that would be accidentally grabbing the wrong thing out of the medicine cabinet, our number here at KJR is 877-901-0957. You can also always text us anything you want at 52309.
I brushed my teeth with Preparation H. Don't do that, Scott and SeaTac.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Scott.
That's awful.
That is awful.
Yeah.
You could see that happening.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe that's never happened to you.
Well, I've mistaken the Vaseline for the Vicks Vapor Rub kind of thing. I mean, rubbing.
Wow, that's got to burn.
Well, rubbing's the other way around. That's about it. You know, some ointment issues, but I've never gobbled down the wrong medicine or anything. But I'm not much of a pill guy. I do, I do vitamins in the morning, and there's not too much laying around for me to take.
Texter does point out that Brokaw sounds drunk on a good day.
That's a fair point to make.
Uh-huh.
On his best day.
Yeah. Other text messages. Had a roommate that kept her Trazodone with her Aleve. I drugged myself one day. It totally messed me up. Trazodone, that's the one that puts you to sleep, right?
Yes, that is, according to my pharmacy tech wife, Trazodone is an anti-anxiety pill that they prescribe for sleep because they found out it works really well.
Tell her to grab me
that.
A couple of those from the hospital.
I don't think it works that way.
Nah, it's a shame.
But you should ask
your doctor to quote the all the commercials. 1-877-901-0957 if you'd like to call on that
And it looks like we've got line one, Sheila in Bellevue. Hey, Sheila.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. I do have the funniest story about this. I was visiting my dad in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, and I take thyroid, which is a little round pill, and I had my Ambien with me. Well, I grabbed in the morning, got dressed, got showered, went downstairs, took my grabbed the pills, took one of them, which I thought was my thyroid pill. It wasn't. It was an Ambien. And about an hour, well, 20 minutes, whatever it was, I have no idea about the time, I started feeling really weird, really funny. Got into the house and literally laid down and slept for 6 hours. Then, a couple months ago, there was a death in my family, and I went back for the funeral, and I did the same thing. Only I didn't actually take it, but I thought that I did, and I went through this big panic thinking that I took the Ambien again instead of my thyroid. So you can do that. They look exactly the same.
Now, aren't these Ambiens, I don't take them, aren't they little white pills? I mean, tiny yep. white pills mm-hmm. that look like saccharin?
Yeah.
Why don't you make that pill huge and red? I mean,
here's your Ambien.
Yeah, I mean, you should not be able to mix something that's going to knock you out up with anything. They ought to make them, you know, tie dye colored or something that to differentiate.
There's other
them.
Pills already tie dye.
Well, something from every other pill out there. That's dangerous stuff to be mixing up.
It looks totally like the thyroid. I mean, it's just a little round white pill, and you could mistake it for anything. I mean, I totally agree with you. So my sister, during this thing, because it was my brother who passed away, and we were there for the funeral, took my bottle that had the Ambien in it and put a big, huge X on the bottle, so I'll never pick that bottle up and take it on accident again.
Yep, that's good. That's a good plan. Well, I appreciate you calling, Sheila, and have a great weekend, and try to stay out of that stuff if you can.
Hey, thanks. And you guys are doing a great job today without Bob.
Well, we're doing our best.
Okay, to be fair, what are you on right now? just to qualify your opinion.
He's technically here. We're Eastwooding his chair.
I'm not going to shut up, Bob. No, I'm not.
Got some good text messages in. You want to keep going with this, or do we have some phone calls?
Yeah, go for it. If you do want to call, the number here is 877-901-0957.
My friend used to shop online and once booked a vacation on Ambien. Somebody else says, I took a drink of transmission fluid my brother put in a Snapple bottle.
Ew.
Yeah. Someone else says, I made myself a lettuce salad dressing and cottage cheese tortilla on Ambien naked in my kitchen. Someone says, my mom used shampoo for facial lotion for a week once. I don't know what that has to do with. That's just your mom making a mistake.
Mixing stuff up.
Yeah. Somebody says, I woke up one night and went to grab a muscle relaxer and grabbed a Viagra instead. You can imagine the rest of the text, and I'm not going to read it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Somebody else says, I went to take an Ambien and actually accidentally took a Ritalin. Good luck sleeping. Ha, ha, ha. And somebody else says, this is a joke about birth control pills, and it's not true. So just keep going. I like how the texters are playing along with Fun Day, though.
Yeah.
Bob Free Friday.
Gene and Fife is on line one. Good morning, Gene. How you doing?
Morning. How are you doing?
We're doing good.
I was the one that did it, but it was my partner that suffered the consequences. Every morning I get the pills ready, you know, vitamins and heartburn medication, all this other stuff. And I take a muscle relaxer because of medical problems that I have. Anyway, I was getting the pills ready, and one of the medications that we have is the Bayer aspirin.
Yeah, I take one of those every morning, a little tiny little like a children's size aspirin for your heart.
Right, right, right. And it's the same color of my muscle relaxer, and I accidentally put a muscle relaxer instead of the aspirin, and my partner went off to work and got really tired and really sleepy and really on a good day. When she has to take a muscle relaxer, she can't even take a half of one because it makes her really drowsy and sleepy. And she couldn't figure out why she was dragging all day. And I was like, oh, my God, I accidentally put in a muscle relaxer. Mm. So it was kind of scary because she drives from here to Seattle every morning and back. And I have nightmares about what could have happened to her with the muscle relaxer.
Yeah,
that I actually.
could have been a serious problem. Well, I'm glad everything worked out, and I think once again that reinforces it. Maybe I should talk to my wife about this. She's in the industry. We need to make the pills that really do stuff to you look considerably different than the ones that don't.
Yeah, and also tell her to grab some trazodone for me. Did I bring that up?
I think you brought that up.
I keep forgetting to mention what I want Kelly to steal from the hospital for me. It's a shame.
Thanks for calling, Gene. You know, Kelly got the day off from the hospital today because it was
Free Friday.
Well,
it's national holiday.
It was
Free Friday.
Yeah, it is. It was morphine making day.
Oh, well, that's a holiday.
But
what do you mean they shut the whole joint down?
Well, they already had enough, so they called her and said, "Nah, you don't need to come in and make any more." So I guess that's good. That means people haven't been hurting themselves lately.
You ever see the videos from or the old movies like New Jack City and whatever, where they show where the women prepare and weigh the coke, where they're all
wearing
naked, and they have goggles on? Is it like that?
With rubber gloves.
Morphine-making day?
I have never been. They don't let me go to morphine-making day.
Guns.
Bring your addicted husband to work there?
Yeah. You know? No, I've never been.
It's all nude South American women that are very attractive on morphine-making
day. There are some South American women down there that I've met. They've come from all over the world to work.
Luciana does it every Sunday.
Oh my God. That's how you make those chalupas, whatever you make. Yeah.
All right.
I'm naked in the kitchen, rubber gloves on, goggles.
We'll quickly go through and see if anything has anybody to add that we haven't hit yet. Line four is Bryant in Seattle. How you doing, Bryant?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Yeah, I was going to school and I was staying at my girlfriend's house and she made me a big breakfast and it kind of upset my stomach. And I was having ulcers. My doctor had me on some pain medicine and something to help me, Ambien to help me sleep. I went to school and my stomach was upset. I thought I was taking the stomach pills, but instead I took a couple of Ambien and fell asleep during class.
A couple of Ambien.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh, that.
You want one more?
Everyone has Ambien just lying around.
I know.
And my doctor won't give me any, and everyone's just got them lying around to take during the day.
I was making a salad, thought I put shaved almonds on, but I covered it in Ambien. The whole party went to sleep. It was terrible. I'd hired a band and everything. Nobody.
Oh, shaved
You're
Ambien
jealous.
Salad.
I just reached in my bag. I didn't know what I was taking. I just thought I'd grab the right pill.
Oh, you got loose Ambien like gum just like in your bag.
Like your grandma had Tic Tacs.
Like dirty Tic Tacs from my grandma's bag.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Jody's starting to drool. Let's get a tissue.
A little bit.
Penny and Kirkland, here's a drug dear to my heart. What did you take too much of?
God. Well, many years ago, my mom, I was taking care of her and she was living with me and I had a really bad cold and I was coughing. Well, my job required me to sell, take payments, talk to people. I worked for Verizon. I sold telephone service. So I thought, I'll take my mom's cough medicine. So I took my mom's cough medicine and I didn't realize it had codeine in it. And I'd never really taken codeine or anything. I mean, I've never smoked marijuana. So, you know, I'm there and I start coughing and I didn't have a tablespoon. So I took a big swig of it and I thought, gosh, I hope that's enough. So I took another great big swig. Well, I mean, 5 minutes later, I was talking to God. And
making
I'm like,
rap records. They love that stuff. Some
and
of those
I
guys.
Mean, I'm just, you know, I'm swinging on the light fixtures. You know, I'm walking in the walls. I'm laughing, you know. And so I went to the secretary and I said, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just took this cough medicine. And she says, Penny, it's cough medicine with codeine. She says, you're just high. Don't worry about it. Enjoy it. You'll be fine.
Penny, you're just high on Sirzip. Don't worry about it.
Just go land them airplanes.
Lil Wayne does it all the time.
Oh, jeez. I'm telling you, I just never took it again. I was just silly.
Well, it's good stuff when used properly, when laying on the couch when you're sick with an actual real cold and a real cough. Codeine is good, but it's not something you want to be out functioning in the world on, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you, if you ever want to talk to God, drink some codeine with cough medicine.
Thank you.
He'll be back Monday.
All right.
Woo! Okay.
Thanks, Penny. Bye. Have a great weekend. One last one real quick. John in Bellevue, how you doing there, John?
Hey, how you doing? This Good. Is great. I love hearing you guys this morning.
Well, you know, we figured it's either subject you to more of the stuff you might have heard already or just go live and see what happens. So it's the Bob Rivers Show minus Bob for just one day here.
Hey, I like what Spike's saying because he's got a set of pills that he's got to take each day. I do the same thing. And I was trying to get my son Ryan to work or to school and get ready. And I turn around and those trazodones, they're They're not one you take in the morning to go to work.
No.
I turned around, started driving to work. Probably about a half hour later, like I drank a six-pack, I was so messed up the rest of the day. I ended up going home. It was too much.
Well, be more careful this weekend, John, whatever you do, and thanks for calling.
You bet.
What do you suppose is the greatest vocal performance in rock history? I think that's pretty easy, actually, and I think it's a no-brainer.
Is this a list they made up?
Yeah, this Rolling is Stone from Rolling Stone magazine. Okay. The greatest vocal performances in rock history.
Oh.
Just not counting anything but the actual singing, the singing performance, and we're talking individual songs. I've got a list, the top 10, and it's funny, Spike, because you're a good singer because you pull two of these off on a regular basis.
Nice.
With Spike and the Impalers. When we come back, we'll tell you some of the greatest performances in rock history, vocal performances. And once again, as always, you can let us know what you think by texting 52309 or calling 877-901-0957. The greatest song ever sung in rock history and Jody's News is next.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan, looking at quite a backup southbound 405 now through Canyon Park. Drive time from Everett to Bellevue listed right there at just under 50 minutes. Everett to Seattle, just over 40 minutes. You are going to see a tough go northbound 5 Midboyne Field to the Convention Center. Northbound 405, pretty solid heading through the S-curves. Your drive time right now, if you're going from Renton to Bellevue, going to be a tough, I'd say 30 minutes.
Toyota owners, you probably already know that your participating Toyota dealers sell tires that are specifically designed for your vehicle, but did you know that they will meet or beat any other competitor's offer? Visit one of Toyota's 19 Western Washington Toyota dealers today.
Most families have switched to USAA Auto Insurance. Stay with USAA Auto Insurance. Begin your legacy and get a quote. Visit USAA.com/insurance or call 800-227-USAA. That's 800-227-8722.
Mitch Bennett owed his wingman a debt that could never be repaid.
I bought him some barbecue. We called it even.
Oh. Mitch Bennett owed his wingman a debt that he repaid with lunch.
Yeah, he told me about Navy Federal Credit Union. You know, I didn't know Air Force guys could join.
His life would never be the same.
It's mostly the same, but I do get better service now.
4 million members, 4 million stories. From every military branch, DOD, and their families. NavyFederal.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Marvin Windows and Doors mean more to the people that choose them because they do more for their homes than any other window.
The best part of my remodeled kitchen? My new Marvin Windows. Easy to operate, easy to clean, and what a view.
Marvin's unmatched quality craftsmanship, durability, and energy efficiency all add up to an exceptional value. Replacing old, drafty windows and patio doors with new Marvin Windows and Doors can even help lower your utility bills.
My new Marvin patio doors not only opened up our living space, they changed the whole dynamic of the room. It's become our favorite spot in the house.
Marvin Windows and Doors has a virtually unlimited selection of styles and options. Your local Marvin dealer will help you find the perfect solution for your next remodeling or replacement project.
Call Lundgren Enterprises in Seattle at 206-789-1122 or visit LundgrenEnterprises.com and find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
So, what do you think of our new TV?
The picture's great, and I love the new thin look, but...
What?
Well, the sound isn't much.
That's a problem with the new slim cabinet TVs.
What should we do?
We need to look at some top-rated sound systems to go with our TV, like Bose and Yamaha and Pioneer and Denon and...
Where can we go to get a deal on those brands? Aren't they expensive?
Not at Video Only. They've got the top-rated audio brands and the...
Don't be sorry prices.
Exactly. But we should listen to this gear to make sure it's right for us.
Okay. Let's go to Video Only and complete our own home theater.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
My dad gave me a smile.
My mom taught me to never let the American flag touch the ground.
How to make a bed with hospital corners.
That duty is doing what's right, even when nobody's watching.
Kids get a lot of things from their parents. And if their parents served in the military, there's one other thing they'll get. Access to USAA auto insurance. Our commitment to serve military members, veterans who have honorably served, and their families is without equal. It's why families who have earned USAA auto insurance regard it so highly, they pass it down from generation to generation. In fact, 95% of members with USAA auto insurance plan to stay with USAA for life. Begin your legacy. Get a quote. Visit USAA.com or call 800-531-USAA. We know what it means to serve. Let us serve you.
95% comes from the 2010 Member Communications Trends Survey, insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply.
We done shopping?
Well, I feel like I'm forgetting something.
You're always forgetting something. Check your shopping list.
I forgot it.
Well, you were talking about changing the furnace filter?
That's it! A Filtrete filter. We should change them every... what is it?
3 months?
Right, because a new filter will trap particles like, the...
dust, bacteria, and pollen?
Yes, without stopping the...
airflow?
Exactly! So I'll get my Filtrete filter and we'll go. Where do we park again?
There are filters, and then there are Filtrete filters.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where agents digest knowledge like billy goats, and this is a pop quiz. How do you cover a motorcycle that costs more to paint than to buy? The answer? Optional equipment coverage. And if you work with a farmer's agent, they can make sure your bike's got coverage for everything from saddlebags to sidecars. Giddy up.
If you want answers about motorcycle insurance, you want a Farmer's agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
James, the bomb is set to detonate in less than 15 minutes.
Plenty of time for a Sherry's Cafe Lunch Trio.
We need the combination.
But a Sherry's Cafe Trio is a combination. Half a sandwich, soup, or salad, and pie for just $7.99. Sherry's Cafe Trio is served in 15 minutes or less. All day, every day. Only at Sherry's Cafe and Pie.
BOGO is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. Huge savings for back to school on brands like DC.